escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Gunfire early today in the crossroads of the world. Details still coming in, but police say three people were hit and a 17-year-old suspect arrested. All of this went down just before 1:30 a.m. at 44th and 7th. Police say an 18-year-old woman was grazed in the neck, a 19-year-old man shot in the foot, and a 65-year-old man hit in the right leg. All taken to the hospital and all said to be stable. Now, police say the suspect was taken into custody but has not yet been charged. All we know right now is he's a 17-year-old male. More details expected later. And, of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the latest on this developing story. The mother of a toddler, police say, was thrown into the East River by his father, is now suing the NYPD for $60 million over her son's death.
2-year-old Montrell Williams was found dead in the East River back in June. He was reported missing immediately by his mom, Sierra Carroll, when he never returned back to her after visiting his father.
I called the police. They told me that not to follow him and to go to the police.
She and Optavia Ronay, Montrell's grandmother, went to police over and over again, expressing their concerns about the child's father, Arius Williams.
Nothing was done. Throughout the course of the whole month, nothing was done.
Police say Williams is facing both murder and manslaughter charges for the death of his son. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the South Bronx.
3 years after a fatal hit and run, a Bronx woman has been indicted on manslaughter and other charges because authorities say they found her DNA on an airbag. The DA announced the charges against Imani Williams yesterday. Prosecutors say she was going 77 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone in June of 2022 when she slammed into that livery cab driven by 45-year-old Robert Godwin. They say she just got out of the wreck and ran off without checking to see if Godwin was okay. He died at the hospital. Prosecutors say Williams' DNA was on the airbag in the wreckage, and a grand jury voted to indict her on manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, leaving the scene of an accident, and other charges. She is now on supervised release electronic monitoring. A hearing is set for October. One New York lawmaker is raising new questions about Jeffrey Epstein's deal with prosecutors.
The basis for Bronx Congressman Richie Torres's legislation is Ghislaine Maxwell's effort to have her conviction overturned, claiming immunity based on a 2007 non-prosecution agreement between Jeffrey Epstein and the U.S. attorney from Miami, who became President Trump's labor secretary.
Alexander Acosta withheld the non-prosecution agreement from the crime victims in violation of federal law. And so I'm introducing the Epstein Crime Victims Act.
Torres's legislation would require victims be notified of NPAs so they can be independently reviewed and give victims the right to sue the federal government if they're not. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
A last-ditch legal effort to stop construction of a new bike lane in Astoria. More than a dozen owners of businesses along 31st Street sued the city yesterday. They say the transportation department ignored their concerns and pushed through this plan for a lane to threaten the survival of shops that rely on daily pickup and deliveries. DOT is planning to install the protected lane on the curb running below the elevated N and W tracks, pointing to nearly 200 injuries to cyclists and pedestrians in the area between 2020 and 2024, in part because of bad visibility from columns supporting the tracks. Now, the businesses say this move will harm them and DOT is not listening. The agency describes it, though, as a necessary safety move. Yesterday was Stu Leonard Day in the city as the mayor proclaimed the honor after the supermarket mogul saved a choking journalist. This happened on August 1st. Leonard had just been on PIX 11 to talk about the Swimming Safety Foundation in memory of his late son, when a crew member started choking on a piece of steak. Mayor Adams, in a social media post, says Leonard jumped right in and used the Heimlich maneuver.
A painful moment he had, losing a child, helped to start a foundation to save young people in swimming by giving swimming lessons. And he used that same skill to save a young man here.
Crew member Kurt Bennett was fine. Leonard says he learned the Heimlich when he took lifeguard training for the Stu Leonard III Water Safety Foundation. His family's been running that since 1990. They are still cleaning up from those recent nasty storms in Bayside, Queens, and local leaders want to see some safety and warning system improvements.
Mike Brown has lived here for decades and now calls his neighborhood Lake Francis Lewis.
It's like Niagara Falls coming through your door in some areas. A lot of it comes up through the drains in your house. So nothing you could do about it.
Infrastructure projects to climate change proof these areas take a while. So Queensboro President Donovan Richards has an idea. He wants signage at Bell Boulevard and 212th Street.
The signs that we're asking for would warn drivers about flood-prone roads and encourage people not to park or drive in the event of heavy rain at this intersection and on the highway.
He says the DOT denied his request. The DOT tells me they are reviewing it. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bayside.
New details emerging on the drowning of an 18-year-old man off Coney Island this week. Police say a lifeguard spotted the victim floating in the water near West 10th Street and Surf Avenue just after 3 p.m. Wednesday and dove in to help him. The man was unresponsive, taken to the hospital, and pronounced dead minutes later. His name hasn't been released. The medical examiner will determine cause of death. Observers suspect that he may have had some kind of heart episode. The death comes just weeks after a 23-year-old man drowned near Beach 20th Street on the evening of July 25th as a storm was coming in.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.